This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Urgent calls grew on Sunday for foreign nationals to leave Lebanon, which would be on the front line of a regional war as Iran and its allies ready their response to high-profile killings blamed on Israel. Wednesday's assassination of Hamas's political leader in Tehran, hours after the Israeli killing of Hezbollah's military chief in Beirut, has triggered vows of vengeance from Iran and Tehran-backed armed groups. Major military action from Lebanon's Iran-backed Hezbollah movement and others is widely expected. A Palestinian attacker killed two people and wounded two others in a stabbing spree in central Israel on Sunday before being shot dead by police, according to Israeli authorities. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
Israel's ambulance service said the attacker stabbed people near a gas station and a park. Israel police spokesperson Dean Elsdon.
We're talking about four victims to this terror attack, two of them an elderly couple, which their death has been declared, unfortunately.
The Islamist group Hamas, which is at war with Israel Gaza, said in a statement that the attack was a natural response to Israeli attacks on Palestinians. However, it stopped short of claiming responsibility for Sunday's attack.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. Gaza's civil defense agency said an Israeli strike hit two schools in Gaza City on Sunday, killing at least 30 people, while the Israeli military reported it had struck Hamas command centers. These bring to at least 11 the number of schools in Gaza to be struck since July 6, killing around 150 people based on a tally of tolls previously given by officials in the Hamas-run territory. This is VOA News. Renewed anti-government protest in Bangladesh on Sunday left nearly 100 dead and hundreds more injured. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Protesters marched through the Bangladeshi capital of Dhaka, chanting and banging bamboo sticks. They're demanding the resignation of Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina. The calls come after earlier student protests in July escalated into violence that left more than 200 dead. The students were calling for an end to a quota system for government jobs. The military announced that a new curfew was in effect for an indefinite period. As the renewed violence raged, Sheikh Hasina said the protesters who engaged in sabotage and destruction were no longer students, but criminals, and she said the people should deal with them with iron hands. I'm Karen Chamas.
The World Health Organization's chief said on Sunday he was considering convening an expert committee to advise on whether the growing Mpox outbreak in Africa should be declared an international emergency. Since last September, cases have surged in the Democratic Republic of Congo due to a strain of the virus which has recently been detected in nearby African countries. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the UN Health Agency, the Africa Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, local governments, and partners were increasing their response to the outbreak. More U.S. schools are taking breaks for meditation. Teachers say it helps students' mental health. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Schools across the U.S. have been introducing yoga, meditation, and mindfulness exercises to help students manage stress and emotions.
Listen to the chimes. Close your eyes.
Last year, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention endorsed schools' use of the practices. CDC Director Dr. Mandy Cohen.
We are definitely seeing strains in our youth mental health, and I think there's a lot of components that go into it.
Research has found school-based mindfulness programs can help, especially in low-income communities. I'm Julie Walker.
The Olympic triathlon mixed relay will go ahead as planned on Monday, organizers said, despite 2 days of training in the River Seine being canceled and a Belgian triathlete falling sick. Paris Games organizers said in a statement on Sunday, quote, the latest test results confirm that the water quality of the Seine at the triathlon site has improved over the last hours, and the prospective tests indicate that water quality will be within acceptable limits, according to World Triathlon. A decision was initially due to be made overnight Sunday to Monday, but it was brought forward at the request of triathlon teams to allow athletes more time to prepare. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.